Imagine for a moment you're accused of something terrible. You swear you didn't do it, but no one believes you because someone says they saw you do this terrible thing, and that someone is your own brother. The new podcast, Beyond All Repair, produced by our colleagues at WBUR and ZSP Media, unspools the story of Sophia Johnson, who was accused of murdering her mother-in-law, Marlene Johnson, in 2002. Sophia was 6 months pregnant at the time and ended up in prison giving birth to a son she hasn't seen since. For the past 3 years, she's been telling her story to WBUR's Amory Sievertson, who came upon her by coincidence. We'll get to that. Sophia says she hopes to get justice for her mother-in-law. She believes her mother-in-law's murderer is still at large. She wants to meet her son, and she wants to be believed. Her story is a nightmare. Or is it? Is she falsely accused, or is she a murderer? Amory Sievertson joins us now, and we should say, you pulled the thread of Sophia's story and ended up with this podcast while you were working full-time on your job at WBUR, which is the podcast Endless Thread, so no moss growing on you. Welcome. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you so much for having me.
And in fact, you came across Sophia's story doing an Endless Thread story about a guy named Shane who had been homeless and then had, you know, put himself through school, become a lawyer. Turns out, as he's telling you his story, he comes from this dysfunctional family, and he mentions his sister, Sophia, who was accused of murder. Just briefly tell us how you came across this.
Yeah, we found Shane, my co-host of Endless Thread and I, Ben Brock Johnson, we found Shane in the comment section of a post that had to do with how to handle panhandlers. What do you do when you see someone unhoused on the street? And Shane himself had had a period of homelessness, sleeping on the subway. And he says, well, here's my perspective just as someone who has been through this. And I wanted to know more. So we called Shane up, ended up making a whole episode about his life story. He has this timeline of trauma in his own childhood. And just one notch along that timeline is that when he was 13 years old, his sister was charged with murder.
He's 13 when that happens. He's in his mid-30s now, a lawyer. Here he is reading for you headlines from the time of the murder.
Woman pleads not guilty to murdering her mother-in-law. Slaying suspect has bail tripled. Woman's murder charge upgraded.
What was it like to speak to him about his sister being accused and what he thought?
Yeah, as you hinted at, it's a really complicated family. They had a really complicated upbringing. And Shane's sister, Sophia, in many ways raised him. She was his protector. And then during this time in their life, around the time that the murder happens, Sophia is more or less estranged from Shane because she has been disfellowshipped from their Kingdom Hall, their Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
And so they're not as in touch as they once were. They're not as close as they once were. And it is a period of time for Shane where he goes, do I still know my sister?
Yeah.
So they lose touch completely. And now he's looking back 20 years later. For this whole time, he hasn't wanted to know. He hasn't wanted to think about any of this, even despite the fact that he is a lawyer now.
And he will ultimately, I don't think I'm giving too much away to say that he will ultimately decide, I've got to look into this. But in the meantime, he puts you in touch with Sophia. What are you thinking at this point, Amory? I mean, you speak with her.
Yeah. And, you know, the ironic thing, Robin, about him putting me in touch with Sophia is that he still didn't know anything about the murder at the time that he puts me in touch with her. He learned more about the murder that his sister was accused of from listening to the episode of Endless Thread that we made than he ever had before that.
Yeah.
So he kind of passes Sophia's contact information along to me thinking, all right, you know, if you want to take it or leave it, if you want to hear more. And I said, yeah, I mean, I do. I want to hear more. And Sophia and I started talking just about every day for hours at a time. And I said, just tell me everything.
Well, here's the first video meeting with Sophia.
This is Sophia.
A little nervous, I won't lie.
Yeah, well, we're embarking on something new. I say that as if I knew what we were embarking on. But listening back to this, I want to warn my past self. Girl, you have no idea what's coming. Sophia didn't either.
Well, let's just see where it goes. Why not?
Sophia showed up to our first video call, looking nothing like the woman I'd seen in the newspapers. Her long jet black hair, shiny and neat.
her face impeccably made up, winged eyeliner, red lipstick, meticulously shaped eyebrows, and an almost airbrushed appearance that defied everything I knew about her life at that point.
I wake up, I have usually several cups of coffee, and I'm watching the news.
She sounded so normal, sweet even.
I do a little bit of gardening. I listen to music.
She was talking to me from... Yeah, I can't say where she is. I can't say why, I can't say either. Yet. I can say that contrary to her appearance, Sophia feels anything but put together.
The only thing I can do because I'm at my bottom is stand up for myself because I have zero expectations that anyone else can do it for me.
Boy, okay, so we've met the main characters here, Emery. We have Sophia, who thinks she's falsely accused. We have her brother, Shane, who starts to look into all the documents that you're pulling out. He's a lawyer. And we're about to meet Sean. So there's Shane, the lawyer, and then there's Sean, another brother. It turns out he's the one who went to the police implicating Sophia because she, he says, once told her there was money at her mother-in-law's house. But he also then says he was there. He tells the police he was there when Sophia killed her mother-in-law. They wanted more than his word. They asked him to record a phone call. You've got that phone audio. Let's listen to just a little.
I don't want to be hurt, Sophia.
I don't want to be a part of this, Sophia, Sean says.
Sean, what are you saying? You are really scaring me. Stop it. Relax. Stop it right now. Okay?
But Sean doesn't stop. He dances around whatever exactly was done by whoever for about 4 minutes until, finally, he says this.
If these people find out that we had anything to do with this...
Excuse me?
Okay.
If these people find out we had anything to do with this...
What?
If these people find out that we had anything to do with this, we're going to go to jail.
Sean, what are you saying?
Okay.
Sean?
I'm telling you, I think they know.
Sean?
And then Sophia asks.
Sophia,
do you need me to get you an attorney?
Do you need me to get you an attorney?
No, I just need some help, man. Sophia, I don't want to go down for something I didn't do, man. Okay.
I don't want to go down for something I didn't do, Sean says.
Okay, I'm tripping out, Sophia. What am I supposed to do?
Well, in that clip, it sounds like Sean knows something and Sophia doesn't. We're not going to give too much away because we want people to experience it the way we did. You end the second episode, we hear a cut from a woman. Let's hear that.
I have no doubt in my mind that he killed that woman. I have no doubt because he almost did it to me.
Who he, who she?
He is Sean, the brother who says he saw Sophia kill her mother-in-law. She is Sean's first wife, who was very much in touch with Sean and knew him very well around the time of the murder. And you'll get to hear from her and you'll get to learn more about Sean's background, but also the relationship between Sophia and Sean and Shane growing up. That's coming up in the third episode, okay, which comes out this week.
You are known to many of us as a wonderful musician, a great storyteller, a darn good reporter, a news reporter. I do not think of you as a crime reporter. Why do you think a story like this is important for people to hear, and why did you spend so many years on it?
Well, I just never lost sight of the fact that these are real people. They really lost someone that they loved. They want to know what happened. And, you know, where do we find justice when the criminal justice system itself can't seem to put a period on the end of a sentence? We might have to look elsewhere for that. And so there are much bigger themes that have kept me going and that I hope will encourage people to give this a try.
Of course, everyone who works with you here at WBR is trying to get you to tell them, how does it end? How does it end? And you didn't know for so long, but here you are. Here's your voice in part of this podcast.
All I've wanted is to know what happened. And this makes me feel like I know what happened. This is a new version. And this feels like the truth.
Sounds like a very powerful moment for you.
Yeah, that my head exploded over something that I found along the way. And so I think it's fair to say that by the end of this series, the listener is going to know where I land, and they're going to know where Shane, Sophia's youngest brother, the lawyer, lands, because he's been going through all of this and finds an answer for himself, too.
Amory Sievertson, again, she's host of the podcast Beyond All Repair. The first two episodes are out. New episodes come out on Thursdays. Thank you so much for doing this in your spare time for several years. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.